Prison reform activists gathered with formerly incarcerated people to lobby lawmakers at the Statehouse yesterday. The American Friends Service Committee of Arizona hosted Reframing Justice Day at the Capitol to draw attention and support to a slate of new criminal justice reform legislation. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins was there. He's here now. Good afternoon, or good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Mark.
Getting ahead of myself there. So what are some of the bills that this group is highlighting?
This coalition is backing several new bills, all they say with bipartisan support. They focus on things like repeat offenders, expungement, syringe access, and mandatory minimums. But one bill they especially focused on would give current inmates an opportunity to earn credit against their sentences with good behavior and participation in things like rehabilitative programming.
Now, this is sometimes called good time, right? The idea that you have a clean record while you're in prison, you're rewarded for that behavior.
Yes, and we actually used to have this in Arizona. We had what's called earn release credits. But then in 1993, the legislature passed what was called so-called truth in sentencing laws. This meant that people had to serve their entire court-imposed sentence. You could still, however, earn release credits for up to a 15% reduction, but at the very minimum, you're serving 85% of your sentence. So this new bill, sponsored by Representative Walter Blackman, would bring more tiers for additional earned release credits through good behavior and participation in that kind of programming. The bill would change state law so that nonviolent offenders could earn one day for every day served, while those convicted of a dangerous offense could earn one day for every 3 days served. People convicted of so-called dangerous crime against children would only be able to earn one day for every 6 days served in prison like it is now.
Now, Jimmy, several formerly incarcerated people were on hand for the rally to speak with lawmakers about how the change in the sentencing laws would impact the lives of the convicted. What did they tell you would be the result of this return to earned release credits?
Hope was the word that they all kept telling me, that this would restore hope. This is Mukhtar Najula with a little more on that idea.
Well, you know, having that hope and having that incentive, you know what I mean, gives people something to work towards. You know, when you don't have any incentive, why try? And we have to change what we call the stinking thinking of people who are in prison, you know what I mean? And I know because I was one of them. We have to change that mentality, and the way we do it is by having more programs and giving them the ability to earn. But the key thing is that they earn this time.
But Mark, then I spoke with another formerly incarcerated person, Zachary Stout, and he told me, you know, that's all well and good, but if you change this law, you're going to have to make sure that there is ample programming to take advantage of, because he says when he was in prison, there wasn't much, and there wasn't much hope. He also described to me another interesting result of the 85% minimum sentencing, a phenomenon or a calculation inmates would make called killing your number. Currently, if you do get out after 85% of your sentence, you still have to go through a community supervision program, which can be very restrictive, and you have to, you know, jump through a lot of hoops. So Zachary told me, oftentimes people will just decide to serve 100% of their sentence. That way, when they get out, they don't have to deal with the community supervision. But that was leading to other problems. This is Zachary Stout.
It's called killing your number. That's a serious contemplation that people mull over on a daily basis, is should I or shouldn't I? And that's ridiculous when what they should be thinking about is, how can I make a difference once I get out? How can I support my family? How can I get an education? What's the best job that I can do? You know, how can I be a tax-paying, contributing citizen in society and make my community better? But they don't. They sit there and they're just like, well, how can I kill my time so that I'm not on community supervision? And it's because there's no incentive to change.
Now, Jimmy, obviously inmates would support this, but what about lawmakers? Right. Did you get a sense of what the mood at the State House was yesterday?
Well, again, this bill has a Republican sponsor. A lot of the reform bills have Republican sponsors this session. I've spoken with advocates and lobbyists that are working on these bills, as well as Democrat and Republican legislators. And everyone seems to think there is an appetite for criminal justice reform. The reason, of course, is money. The Arizona Department of Corrections is a $1 billion agency, and it just keeps getting more costly to the state. As of December, there were close to 42,000 people in the public and private state prisons in Arizona. The cost of health care for those people is increasing. And a recent report from the ACLU said Arizona had the fourth highest rate of imprisonment in the United States. So I think people on both sides of the aisle see this as a serious economic issue that needs to be addressed. The question is, will they be able to find compromise on these specific bills, like the sentencing reform bill, that could drastically reduce that costly population?
All right, certainly plenty to watch as the session moves along. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks.
You're welcome.